Phone Boy Speaks, episode 288, Faved. Faved, F-A-V-D, is an application that's available on the Apple iTunes store for your iOS device. And it is, it's an Instagram clone for app.net. I don't like to describe it that way, but I mean, that is what it is, so I'll be honest. But what I like about it is that it, instead of just showing you photos that were taken with that application, it actually shows you any photo that's been posted on app.net, as well as all the comments associated with it. And of course, you can leave comments for the photo. You can favorite it, which uses the favorite functionality that's built into app.net. And it's got filters and stuff, and the app is free. And if you want to buy the filter pack, it's $3.99, or you can buy individual filters for 99 cents each. And what I like about it is that it uses a service that I already have. I don't have to, like I did with Instagram when I first joined it, recreate my entire social graph. And in fact, it actually shows me everybody that's using photos on app.net. And there's not enough people on app.net right now that's an excessive number of people that are actually posting. But yeah, you get to see all the photos. And again, it doesn't matter whether it's posted with faved or not. It just shows you the photos and the comments that go with them. So in that respect, it's a nice application for app.net. And granted, it's not a unique application, but it does demonstrate one of the things I like about app.net, which is that you don't have to recreate your social graph. It can just use the social graph that you already have, which is my problem with any new social application that comes out there, and why I would love to see app.net as a backing for a lot of social applications. I want to see that take off, because then when you don't have to recreate your social graph and convince all your friends to use the same app, then it becomes easier to get people to adopt it, and you can demonstrate the application without having, and they can even experience the benefits of your app without actually having to use the app themselves, right? So if you want to see all the Instagram photos now, you have to go to the Instagram website unless you are using the Instagram application, which kind of takes the point of it away. I think that actually, Instagram kind of shot themselves in the foot by not playing ball with Twitter on the Twitter cards or whatever it was. And so now, now you have to go to the Instagram website if you run across a link in your Twitter client. Of course, that's just one more step. Anyway, I really like this Faved app, and if you're looking for something, a way to interact on app.net, and even you can do this with a free account. That's the nice thing about it, is that you can just sign up for an app .net account through the when you download the Faved app and give it a shot and say, yes, it is like Instagram, but you don't have to create a social graph. It just uses all the photos, and it's a very well done app. There's a small bug with it that should be fixed with the in-app purchase. One of the filters doesn't get added as part of the when you buy the full filter pack, but I assume that'll get fixed relatively shortly. Let's say check it out. It's Faved, F-A-V-D, and it's free in the iTunes app store for your iOS device. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.